please listen carefully.
Well, hello world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Amelia Buckley.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. If you're not an emissary, those are coming to you 6 days a week. But if you are an emissary, you get the emissary article on Sunday mornings and you get our content 7 days a week. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, don't spill your coffee on the carpet like I did this morning-worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020.
Okay, so you got a coffee spill. I actually took the trash out this morning and it was full of coffee grounds in the bottom, so I had to mop the floor. So we both had our coffee incidents this morning.
We had coffee crises this morning.
Coffee crises, but it's nothing like some of the crises that are going on around the country, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But how are you in your personal life right now, Amelia?
I'm good. I'm a little bit tired this morning, but I am on my second cup of coffee, so I'm feeling a little bit better now. How are you? I know you said you wanted to get out for a walk this morning and maybe didn't quite make it, but how are things otherwise?
I'm good. As I was saying earlier, no matter how early I wake up these days, it seems like I am ready to get to my work desk later each morning. And it's really a struggle to get through. Part of it is just all of the news that I feel compelled to read. And I should be listening to our own advice and taking break from the news media. But it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. And somehow when the commute is just from your bed to the living room, that's when you're the latest.
Oh, I don't even go that far. My office is in my bedroom. So all right. So Amelia, why don't we get going? And why don't you tell me, what's the story you picked from today's headlines on the Optimist Daily?
So my top story this morning, which was tough to pick, there was a lot of cool ones in there, was the Garden City is distributing free vegetable seedlings to those in need. This is from the food section of the Optimist Daily. And it's the story of how the city of Victoria, British Columbia is actually giving out free seedlings to its residents. Victoria is known as the Garden City for all of its magnificent blooms that happen year round. They have all that moisture up there. But this year, they're actually switching up their growing routine and they're growing vegetable seedlings to give out to residents in need. So this is kind of like a contemporary version of the Victory Gardens that people planted during World War II. And they're giving them to people that have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. So people that are food insecure, low income, that could be particularly vulnerable to the disease. These are all people that get priority, but it's available to all residents. And they've actually grown 75,000 seedlings of 17 different varieties that they're giving away to people from May 25th until June 11th. I took this story because I think it's a really innovative way to improve food security. It's not just giving people food, you know, it's empowering people to grow their own food. That old saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you'll feed him for a lifetime. I mean, this is a direct modern application of that.
No, I think it's interesting. And I think that learning that food isn't just something you get from the grocery store, but it's something that is grown and getting back in touch with the natural systems is also really beneficial for helping us understand our role on the planet and also in our communities. I like this story. And if you hadn't picked it, I might have picked it. But you got into the rundown a little earlier than I did.
Not only a food security thing, but it's, you know, a learning lesson. And where does our food come from? And how can we make these systems more local?
Yeah. And gardening is actually so beneficial. Just the act of gardening is really good for your health and your mental well-being as well. I mean, they've done studies that just getting your hands in dirt can boost your immunity and lower your stress levels. Even if you don't actually have any success in growing those seeds, just planting them probably would be helpful.
Speaking of success, how's your cilantro doing?
Hey, it's starting to go. I've actually installed a reflective panel, you know, those car sunshades. I put it up next to my garden to get extra sunlight in there because I do have a very, very shady garden. And I've got some kale now sprouting in the little area. And then over the weekend, I was able to plant some lettuce seedlings. I've actually got a decent garden started in my little backyard. And I really, really love getting my hands dirty.
Exciting. I think your top story for the day was from the environment section. What did you pick today?
It is, but I think it's interesting. I mean, the story you chose harkened back to the Victory Gardens from the 1940s during World War II. It's interesting how the times that we're in are harkening back to momentous movements and occurrences from the past, because my story also harkens back to the past, to the Great Depression of the 1930s. And the headline is Hiring America, the case for creating a 21st century climate corps. And it is from the environment section. I think it could equally be shared in the policymaking section. And it's focused on the idea that, like in the 1930s, when millions of Americans were jobless during the Great Depression, the U.S. government actually created public works programs to employ people and get them back to work and give them jobs and income, but not just that, but give them something to do. And it was something that was an investment in the country and an investment in the future of the country. And that was part of the New Deal. And there was so many different programs. There was a lot of the arts programs, a lot of the social documentation that we still have the photographs from. You know, that was part of it. It was building roads, building bridges, building different parts of the country, which we are now, some of them are kind of starting to fail. We really should get back there and start rebuilding some of those things. So one of the programs led to the environmentally focused Civilian Conservation Corps back then. And I think it's time now when maybe that would be a great thing to reinstate. And this article is making the case for that, especially as so many people are unemployed. College graduates are graduating into one of the worst job markets ever in this country. It's going to be all these young people who don't really know what they're going to do with themselves. And having a couple years of working for the country, rebuilding it, would be great. And if we're going to rebuild it, any kind of jobs should really be looking at how do we mitigate against climate change, which is happening. Building climate resilient infrastructure, looking at how we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and carbon emissions and try to bolster the financial security that we need, you know, because we're looking at the face of that as it comes down the pipe. So I just think this is a great story. I think people should go in and read it. It talks a little bit more, and it also links to the longer case from a story in Grist. But projects could include things like planting mangroves along the coast, or carbon sucking coastal trees, planting trees in general, teaching people to start organic farms, maybe, I don't know, or getting people out there, low carbon transit infrastructure, other infrastructure in the cities. Our cities are crumbling in a lot of places, and we could really do a lot to clean them up with a core of young people, workers, really getting out there and building. And that's an investment. Yes, it's costly to pay the salaries of those people, but it's actually a smart investment for the future. So that's why I love this story. What do you think about it, Amelia?
Well, I thought this one was really cool. You touched on it a little bit, but my thoughts were basically that, yes, people argue it's expensive to pay the salaries, but it's essentially just a more creative way of running a stimulus program. And the benefits that are going to be reaped from a faster economic recovery are going to be well worth the investment that we make in paying these employees. I'm all for it, especially if it means, you know, improved infrastructure and greener infrastructure. This is also a great opportunity to introduce some of those green infrastructure changes that we badly need in our cities.
Yeah, and I think we get caught up in the environmental discussion, and you and I are diehard environmentalists. We like the idea of green. And for other people, it has become this ideological blocking point there. If we just think about building for the future, I'm even thinking things like investing in fiber optic cables across the country and making the internet more like a utility, a public utility, so that people who are in rural communities or places that it doesn't make market sense to build out internet infrastructure, that could be something that the government did and hired tons of people who have strong backs to get out there. And then there's jobs that are part of that, which would be training on engineering, on telecommunications, which are real good jobs that are going to be needed for decades to come. You know, this could be an opportunity to retrain people who are getting cycled out of aging industries like coal, which isn't that great. And in fact, one of our other headlines today is talking about how for the first time since the 1800s, U.S. green energy consumption has overtaken coal in America. And this has been happening in England and Scotland and Germany over the last couple of years, where renewables and green energy has become a bigger portion of the electrical usage in those countries. But for the U.S., it happened this year.
That's very cool. All right. Well, another one of our headlines that we have today, we discussed a little bit yesterday about the protests for racial justice that are happening across the country. And we essentially felt that we couldn't really record this morning without talking about that issue a little bit, given how prominent it is in our country right now. And we ran an article this morning called What Can You Do to Support Racial Justice in the U.S.? And it's a pretty extensive article, but it's by no means an exhaustive list of ways to get involved. We recommend that you go take a read. Some of them are organizations you can donate to, like Black Lives Matter and Campaign Zero. You can sign petitions. We also have a reading list linked there from the New York Times on books you can read if you're looking to educate yourself on the experience of Black Americans in this country. We have a couple podcasts to listen to, 1919 by the New York Times and Code Switch by NPR. And we also are encouraging you to vote. President Obama released a statement yesterday morning urging protesters to remember the value of representation in the democratic system. He said that the bottom line is this: if we want to bring about real change, the choice isn't between protest and politics. We have to do both. You know, use the power of your vote to enact change. And just have these conversations about race with your family, with your friends, and listen to the experiences of Black Americans and what they're saying, especially as a non-person of color. You know, seek out those voices and seek to understand the experience and contribute in any way you can. If you're looking for more ways to get involved, you're feeling a little bit helpless on the issue but want to help, go read that article. It has some great links and some great content on ways to start getting involved.
I'm glad you brought it up. We're at a really interesting time in the American conversation on race and on justice and on the role of police in our communities. I mean, protect and serve is usually the motto and the oath that our police force takes. And they have a very, very important role in our communities. But the question is, who are they protecting and who are they serving? And it has to be inclusive of everybody in that community. This is a nice article. It's an important part of the conversation. Another couple of ones that I really liked, there's an article on how teachers can revitalize themselves after this difficult school year. It's been a really challenging year for teachers. They've been asked to do things in a whole new way. Our students are struggling, our parents are struggling, but so are our teachers. And this is an article that can help with our educators. And it probably is good things to think about for everybody in this current environment. There's a sweet story about when gyms closed, this Olympic bobsled team got creative with their training. This is the Jamaican bobsledders. And I love that sports team. I love the sports institution there in Jamaica. And it's very sweet. Scientists may have found a new species of octopus, which lives 4 miles below the surface. That's tremendous to think about. There's still so many new species that we don't even know about. I love when we hear about new ones that are identified. And there's a startup farming algae to reduce the environmental footprint of cows. There's new protective coating that's coming from an unlikely seafood source. And there's surprising reasons that the bike boom that's happening right now is great for American cities. These are all really wonderful stories to take a look at on today's solutions feed of the Optimist Daily on our website. Or if you're an emissary, you're going to get links to all of those stories in your inbox this morning. And that's about it for today. Amelia, do you have any other comments you wanted to mention or things you wanted to say?
You know, you covered all of the ones from today. I really liked the Olympic bobsled team. I had a lot of fun writing that one. That was my little feel-good story for the day. I really enjoyed the startup that's farming algae to reduce the environmental footprint of cows, because that one contributes to methane reduction, which is a big issue. Otherwise, I think you covered all of them. I would just tell everyone to get on over and read the stories for themselves, because it's almost as good as listening to us talk about them.
Almost, but not quite.
Not quite.
However you are approaching the Optimist Daily, thank you so much, and thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update, where we promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism, be part of the solution-changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thanks so much, Amelia. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And I think Summers will be back. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye.